our Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference Call of our Chaitanya Charitamrita class. And today we are very fortunate to have with us Her Grace Kirtida Sundari Mataji to enlighten on the topic of Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela from 20.63 onwards. Hare Krishna Kirtida Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji, for giving your very precious time and association and igniting on the topic of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now I hand over the call to you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Shama Supriya Mataji. Hare Krishna, all the assembled devotees. Thank you all so much for joining. Thank you so much for sharing your valuable time with all of us and showing interest in hearing about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So thank you so much. So we'll start now. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jayo Jayo Sri Chaitanya Jayo Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jayo Jayo Sri Chaitanya Jayo Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uttapadakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pradam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakham Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Evaja Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalum Pangum Langayate Giram Yat Kripaha Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Ishwaram Guruve Gaura Chand Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. Okay, Hare Krishna everybody. So, just sharing my screen. Today we'll be starting from Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela. And this is chapter number 20th, the last chapter. Entitled the Shikshashtika Prayers, and today we'll do text number 63 onwards. Ei Matta Mahaprabhu Bhava Vishtahana Pralapa Karila Tattat Shloka Padiya. Thus, overwhelmed by ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke like a madman and recited suitable verses. So, before I begin, I would like to seek blessings and prayers and wishes from each and every one of you so that I can speak something relevant to this topic in glorification of these Shikshashtika prayers, in glorification of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and purification my own self. So please shower your heartfelt prayers, blessings and wishes. Vanchakalpatarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So here we are in the last section of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's been 5 years that we have been reading non-stop every day, except weekends, except Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But all Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we have been reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. And we have covered the whole Adi Leela, the whole Madhya Leela, the whole Antya Leela. And all glories to all of you who have been constantly joining for these sessions. So now we are in the Now we are in the last part of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is winding up all the pastimes. He is basically winding up his whole granth, his whole epic that he has written on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So now we know that there are few important sections of Chaitanya Charitamrita, that is Rupa Shiksha, Sanatana Shiksha, the Samvad, the dialogue with Rai Ramananda, the Rathiyatra pastime, and the most important is this Shikshashtakam prayers that we did. So these Shikshashtakam prayers are very, very important. And we being Gaudiya Vaishnavas should memorize it and chant every day. We should recite it every day. And we will see that even Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also guides us in the same, along the same path. So the last verse is Ashlishyava Padam Panastuma, right? We did that. And then after covering the whole Shikshashtakam verses, now Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying, stem from 63, A Matta Mahaprabhu, that in this way, you know, while reciting Shikshashtakam prayers, Mahaprabhu Bhava Avishtahana, he was overwhelmed with the loving emotions, the emotions of separation with Krishna, because Mahaprabhu is in Radha Bhav. So having these emotions, this tsunami of emotions that is coming in the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhava Avishta, overwhelmed with the emotion. What Mahaprabhu did, Pralapa Kariya Tat Tat Shloka Padiya. And he was reciting these beautiful verses of Shikshashtakam and was speaking like a madman. So we have been seeing through this Antya Leela, especially last few chapters, that how Mahaprabhu would recite few verses and then he would explain those verses in his Bengali way. And while speaking on those verses, Mahaprabhu just go deep into it and will take out, you know, just like from a cotton ball, you pluck out cottons. So this way, Mahaprabhu will take out different meanings, different emotions from those verses. So he was simply speaking like a madman and was reciting these verses of Shikshashtakam, text 64. Purve ashta shloka kari loka shiksha dila se ashta shlokre artha apane aswadila. Very, very beautiful. Purva Ashta Shloka Kari. Previously also Mahaprabhu has given. Actually, this is the only thing, the only handwritten by Mahaprabhu, that Mahaprabhu gave this Shikshashtakam verses. So Purva Ashta Shloka Kari. Mahaprabhu previously also, he gave these 8 shlokas. But at that time, it was just for Loka Shiksha Dila. It was just so that the common man, people in general, can, you know, recite these shlokas. It was for their welfare that Mahaprabhu has given these shlokas. It was basically to encourage the neophytes. But now what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying, say ashta shloka artha apane aswadila. But now in Gambhira, while winding up his pastimes, Mahaprabhu himself is reciting these verses, and now Aswadila, he is now himself tasting the inner meanings of these beautiful verses. So he is personally tasting the meaning of the verses, which is known as Shikshashtaka. Through this, Kaviraj Goswami is also guiding us that how important it is that, yes, reciting, memorizing is important, is very, very important that we should memorize and we should recite it every day. But also important is to taste these verses. So how can we taste these verses? By imbibing these verses, by diving deep into the mood of these verses that Mahaprabhu is exhibiting himself, you know. Because actually why this Chaitanya Charitamrita is regarded as a PhD course is because of this reason. Like Krishna told us that you have to surrender, but how to surrender? How to surrender? See the mood of Mahaprabhu, see the mood of Krishna himself, who is depicting us, who is validating his own statement in Bhagavad Gita when he says that sarvdharman parityajam mam ekam sharanam raja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshishyami ma shucha. So how to surrender? How to develop that mood of surrenderance? It's easy to say, right, that surrender unto me, but then what to do, what, how we should do it, that has been explained in this Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Mahaprabhu himself is depicting, and Mahaprabhu and of course all the other acharyas, all the intimate associate devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are the live example of how to imbibe the mood of surrenderance. And that's why it is the PhD level course. No, otherwise we see that Chaitanya Charitamrita is so sweet, right? Why somebody regards it as Chaitanya as a PhD course? Rather, Bhagavad Gita is a little difficult to understand. But Bhagavad Gita is just scratching the surface, you know, it's just on to the level where we can come on to the point of being Krishna consciousness. But how to develop that mood is being taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his intimate associates. And that's why it says that how important it is now personally tasting the meaning of the verses, and Mahaprabhu himself is doing. Previously, Mahaprabhu never, you know, elaborated on these Shikshashtakam verses. He just gave those 8 verses. But now he himself is elaborating on these verses and he himself is tasting those verses. Right. And 65 is very, very important shloka. Basically, it's a Falashruti that has been given by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. We know that how even Srimad Bhagavatam, every pastime that is narrated by Sukadev Goswami, he used to give Falashruti. And even Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also gives Falashruti, right? So this also here in 65, he is giving the Falashruti. And what is that Falashruti? Prabhu Rashik Shashta Shik प्रभु राशिक्षा अष्टका श्लोका ये पढ़े शूने कृष्ण प्रेमा भक्ति तारा बड़ा दीने दीने. How important it is that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying that this Shikshashtakam that Mahaprabhu has given, yadi, you know, if shloka ye pade shune, if somebody reads, and if somebody doesn't know how to read, then if somebody listens, shune, shune means to hear. If somebody hears, or if somebody reads these Shikshashtakam prayers, which is given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it says Krishna prema bhakti, the love of Godhead. That's what we all want, right? Well, what is the goal of our chanting? The goal of our chanting is not any kind of liberation, and is not just some fulfilling of our mundane enjoyments or mundane desires. No. The goal of our chanting is just one thing, that is achieving Krishna Prema. And that Krishna Prema Bhakti, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Tara Bade Dine Dine. It's going to increase day by day if somebody reads, if somebody hears these Shikshashtakam prayers. If anyone recites or hears these 8 verses of instruction by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his ecstatic love of devotion for Krishna increases day by day. So just see that, you know, how important it is, the greatness of our own Swadhyaya. Our own Swadhyaya is very, very important. You know, we have to read, we have to basically study the scriptures, the teachings of our acharyas, the purports of Srila Prabhupada, and the commentaries of our previous acharyas, so that we can dive deep into it. Just, you know, being on the surface, scratching the surface is not the goal of our life, is not the goal for what we are chanting this Maha Mantra. So what we have to do is, we have to go deep into it. And that can only be possible when we focus on our own Swadhyaya. It's good we listen to those lectures or we sometimes get the opportunity to give the lectures, it's good. But, you know, we should have a particular time where we should read on our own Swadhyaya. We should have a, you know, a particular fixed time where we can do all this. So it is very, very important. That's what, I mean, Krishnadas Pur Kaviraj Goswami is stressing on this point. And that has been given to us by Srila Prabhupada. The whole morning program that Srila Prabhupada gives us to chant Mangala Arati, to do Tulasi Arati, and then to do our Japa, and then Guru Puja, then chanting Shikshashtakam prayers, chanting the 10 offenses against to be avoided against the holy name. All this comes, it's a power-packed program, right? It's a power-packed program that Srila Prabhupada has given us. It's a whole morning program. And it's a foolproof formula that if we chant Shikshashtakam prayers and then we chant our, you know, the normal chanting, our prescribed number of rounds, it's going to yield a good result. It's given by, it's a blessing by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Prabhura Shikshashtaka Shloka Yehi Pade Dine. Krishna Prema Bhakti Tara Bade Dine Dine. It's going to increase. And in this regard, I was also thinking, I think so, that how, you know, we can chant. Sometimes devotees do ask that, what should be the mood of our chanting when we chant these holy names? Should we remember Krishna? Should we remember Krishna's pastimes? Should we remember Krishna's features? Yes, in one sense, there is no harm. But yesterday also somebody asked this question, right? And Adiyadatta Prabhu was answering that, yes, you can, but provided it should come spontaneously. It's not that you are simply trying to focus on some of the pastimes and you are going into that pastime. And then while chanting your rounds, you know, it should not be. It should come spontaneously. Spuratiyava, you know, it should come spontaneously. But how it will come spontaneously? It won't come when we are chanting or when we are still on that Nama Prad or Nama Bha stage. It normally manifests on its own when we are in the Shuddha Nama stage, right? So right now, especially if I talk myself, I'm still on Nama Prad stage. I commit so many offenses while chanting. And so how we can focus, how we can have that focus so that we also chant with full attention, you know, not being inattentive while chanting. So in that case, these Shikshashtakam verses helps a lot. If somebody chants these Shikshashtakam prayers before chanting, before starting one's rounds, and then how we can focus on these Shikshashtakam prayers while chanting. Like suppose the first verse, it's Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhavama Dava Agni Nirvapanam. Right? We discussed that how the seven attributes, the seven effects is being described in these verses, which is Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Right? So those seven effects, those seven attributes that is there, the result of chanting the Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam, the result of that is being given in this verse. So now while chanting our rounds, like there are 8 verses, right? And we have to minimum chant 16 rounds. That's the prescribed number of our rounds. That's the vow that we have given to our spiritual masters. So when we chant those 16 rounds, so we can dedicate 2 rounds on one verse, right? We can dedicate 2 rounds on this one verse. And this way, if we focus on these 8 verses and chant our 16 rounds, it will give, you know, a tangible result. So, so how do we do that? Like suppose if I'm chanting the first round, I can focus on this, that Chaito Darpana Marjanam, that why I'm chanting? I'm chanting so that I can get rid of all the impurities that is there in my heart. And my heart, my chitta can become like a mirror, like a darpana, right? And because my heart is full of all the anarthas of lust, anger, greed, pride, the anartha of fault finding, the anartha of not being happy seeing a Vaishnava, the anartha of feeling some pride when I'm glorified, and anartha of feeling moroseness when somebody else is glorified. or somebody else's spiritual progress, I'm not able to see. All these anarthas are there in me, right? Maybe not in a gross form, but in a subtle form. But I want to get rid of this anarthas, because unless and until we are rid of those anarthas, we cannot transition to Shuddhanam. But if we really want to come onto the platform of Shuddhanam, we have to get rid of these anarthas. And getting rid of these anarthas can only be possible when we beg. When we beg Krishna, because on our own, getting rid of these anarthas is impossible. Maya is very strong, right? Maya is very strong. It's Devi Esha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratya. Krishna says that this Maya is my Maya. It's divine. It's not Maya of this world. Though we say that it is material world, because she has been assigned the duty to control this material world. But she is not of this material world. This, even the external energy is not of this material world. She has been assigned the duty to take care of this material world. Example is given like a jailer. Jailer is being assigned to be in the prison house to take care of the prisoners so that they can behave properly. But that doesn't mean that the jailer himself is the part of that prison house. He is there, but he is there on the authority of the king. Similarly, this Maya, which we call the external Maya, which is of this world, actually is not of this world. It is in this world on the order of Lord Shri Krishna. And this Maya, Krishna says, is Devi. It's divine. It's my Maya, Mama Maya. And it is very hard to cross over. But how can you cross over? If you surrender unto me. Yeah. So we have to pray to Krishna, because we cannot fight the war, you know, against Maya openly. We cannot. We don't have that much of caliber that we can on our own fight. No, Krishna himself says it's durataya. It's very, very difficult to overcome. But if somebody surrenders unto me, well, I can help and you can cross over this external energy. So we need help of Krishna. So while chanting, if we can sincerely pray, oh Krishna, please help us so that I can get rid of all these anarthas that I've been carrying from this life, from past lives, or so many lives I've been carrying. My slate has been scribbled, you know, this my blackboard is scribbled with white chalk. I cannot write anything on it now, but I want to write Krishna Prema on it. How can it be possible? When I have to clear off this blackboard, clear off this by using a nice white cloth so that it becomes crystal clear black, and with white chalk I can write Krishna Prem. Right? And what these scribbles are, these are the impressions that we have been carrying from our past lives. So now we can pray to Krishna, oh, please help me so that I can cross over. I can just clear off this slate. Chaito dharpana marjana mama bhav. Mahadavagni Nirvapadam. I've been burning in this blazing fire, and please somehow let this be extinguished. But this can only be extinguished if I can focus on your holy name. So this way, while chanting our round and while focusing on the rounds, if we pray to Krishna to please help us, please help me so that I can, the slate can become crystal clear so that I can write Krishna Prem on it, so that I can focus on your lotus feet. If we pray like this, and the next round, we just pray Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Just listen and focus on this Maha Mantra. First round, we are focusing on our prayers on Krishna. But next round, we are actually praying. We are focusing on Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We are focusing on each and every syllable of this mantra. So that way, you know, this way we do our two rounds. Then comes the next two rounds. Next two rounds, we can focus on the next verse. Naam, naam akari bahudha nija sarva shaktis. That, O Krishna, you have bestowed all your potencies. You know, your kripa siddhi, your Karuna Siddhi and all your Siddhis, you have bestowed in these holy names. And these holy names are so potent that it is greater than you yourself, right? Ram se bada Ram ka naam, right? We say. So how You have invested all your potencies in this holy names, but see my misfortune. And moreover, na niyama, tatrapi niyamata smarane na kala. You have not even given any strict rules and regulations also that how we have to chant. You can chant anywhere at any time. You have not given any rules and regulations. You have been so magnanimous, so compassionate to the Kaliyuga rejects that we are, who are good for nothing, basically. We cannot even sit continuously for 2 hours at one position and chant our rounds focusedly. So we are good for nothing. But seeing our situation, you have been so magnanimous, you have been so compassionate that you have bestowed all your potencies on this holy name, and at the same time you have put no rules and regulations also that wherever and whenever we can chant this holy name. But etadrishi tava kripa bhagavan mama api durdaivam edrisham iha jani nanuraga. This is my durdaivam, this is my misfortune, that in spite of knowing that how many attributes, how many effects this param vijayate Sri Krishna sankirtan has, still see my misfortune that I have no taste at all in this chanting of holy name. See my misfortune, I don't have any taste. So Krishna, I pray to you to please give me that taste. I want to taste this. I want to have this anurag towards your holy name. I want to have this taste, this feeling, these emotions I want to have, so that I can taste your holy names. Just not vibrated through my tongue, but I should taste it, so that can bring some transformation in my heart. So this way we can actually pray in our third round, and in our fourth round we can actually pray by saying Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that whatever I have prayed in my third round, now let that get manifest. And now I'm sincerely praying so that desire, that spiritual desire that I have, that prayerful mood that I have, can become manifest. And in this way, we can do our fourth round. Fifth round, like Mahaprabhu himself says, that okay, but now he gives that how you have to chant. Trinadapi sunitena, tarorapi chahishuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. Yes, kirtaniya sadahari. We have to chant. So in the fifth round, we can focus that how kirtaniya sadahari is the ultimate goal. Humility, tolerance, these are just the attributes that's going to help us, that how we can literally do kirtaniya sadahari. 1 minute. How we can literally do kirtaniya sadahari, that's the ultimate goal, right? So we pray to Mahaprabhu to please help us. We pray to Krishna, we pray to the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani to please help us, so that I can develop that mood of humility, develop the mood of tolerance, and develop the mood of giving all respect to others, on the other hand, not expecting anything for my own self. If we develop that mood, you know, then Kirtaniya Hari will be very, very easy, because there will be no blockage as such. Why we are not able to do Kirtaniya Sadahari? Because there are so many blockages. We are not able to tolerate things. So we always keep thinking of those things, you know, that person has did this to me, and you know, it has been wrong to me, and this is what is happening. We focus on all the externals, and that's why, you know, we are not able to do Kirtaniya Sadahari. Kirtaniya Sadahari can only be possible when our tongue continuously vibrates Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and that can only be possible when we really feel that Kirtaniya Sadahari is my ultimate goal, and we continuously chant the holy name. So we pray to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to please help us, so that I can develop those secondary qualities of tolerance, of humility, of getting rid of false prestige, of you know, giving all respects to others. Let me develop these secondary qualities so that they can help me, they can act as a catalyst to help me to focus on my primary quality, which is Kirtaniya Sadahari. So this way, you know, our fifth round we can just pray, and sixth round we can actually pray by reciting this Maha Mantra, listening to each and every word, so that our third prayer that we chanted on our fifth round can be fulfilled. We can pray in that mood. So in this way, you know, when we chant three verses, six rounds are done. Now comes
Hare
our
Krishna seven. Mataji. Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna.
Mataji. Hare Krishna Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Mai, do you have a question?
I'm Mataji. I'm a yester in Alcom class, Mataji.
What? Okay, I think so. I should continue. I'm so sorry. Okay. So this way we can chant our six rounds. Now comes our seventh round where we are praying Na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadish kamay mama janmani janmani ishware bhavatad bhakti rahitu kitui. So now we are praying to Mahaprabhu to please, I don't want dhanam. I don't want that dhanam. I don't want that janam. I don't want that sundarim that is keeping me away from you. That keeps me away from you. I don't want all this. Right? We pray, right? That I don't want anything. I don't want anything that takes me away from you. Yes, if anything helps me, facilitates me to come closer to your lotus feet, if you so desire, yes. But if any kind of opulence is taking me away from you, I don't want them. And that's what Mahaprabhu is praying. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. I don't want to get entangled into any kind of material sense gratification. But, and then he says, kavitam va jagadisha kamaya. I don't want any number of followers. But our philosophy is not just to negate everything. Like, don't. I don't want this. I don't want this. We are not jnanis, those who reject these material world out of something and they just renounce artificially. That's not our mood. Because we are very particular. We are very, very particular what we want. What do we expect? And what is that we expect? Because having dharma, artha, kama, moksha is not wrong. But having these four purusharthas in relationship to the pancham purushartha, that is Krishna prem, is what a devotee aspires to be. So the devotee expects and says, and mama janmani janmani ishware, that what I want is, I'm giving you the crystal clear, you know, my aspiration, that what I want is mama janmani janmani ishware bhavtar bhaktir ahituki tvai. I want your ahituki bhakti. I want that bhakti which is unmotivated, unconditional, and which is uninterrupted. I want that ahituki bhakti from you. You know, and I don't want all these things. I don't want any such material opulence that's going to keep me away from you, Krishna. I don't want that. And in this regard, there are very beautiful four prayers by Vritrasura, where he prays that how he wants to become Dasa Nudasa, and where he prays that how he wants to become Dasa Nudasa, and he doesn't want any such opulence. Very, very beautiful prayers. I would just like to bring up to your point, where in the first prayer, Vritrasura is praying, right? Aham hare tava padai kamula dasanu dasa bhavatasmi bhuya manasmaritashu pater gunamste grineti karma vakaro tukaya. So what Vritrasura is praying, that I want to become your Das Anudas. I want to become your Das Anudas. That's what my aspiration is. That's what Vritrasura is praying, right? I want to become your Das Anudas. So see how the devotee, you know, he just clarifies that this is what I want, Krishna. I don't want this. I don't want this. That's okay. But what I want, what I'm actually aspiring for is what Vritrasura is praying, right? That's what Vritrasura prays, that I want this. I want this. And this is what it is, that I want to become your Dasanudasa. And he gives other beautiful prayers. We can all you know, look back. I have no time now that I can focus. But point is that devotees' aspirations are crystal clear. Their aspiration is crystal clear that they want unmotivated, uninterrupted bhakti for the Supreme Lord. And this way we can do our next round. And after that, like we have done, this is on the seventh round that we are praying. And the eighth round, we can actually chant that I'm chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra so that whatever I prayed in my seventh round can be fulfilled. You know, I want you, Krishna, to please hear my prayerful mood so that whatever I prayed can be fulfilled. I want your ahituki bhakti. Right? Now, next, this way, eight rounds done, and we have just focused on four rounds of Shikshashtakam. So just see how the transition goes and how easy it will be. Just practice one day. It will be very easy to chant your rounds. Very, very easy. And it will come onto a flow. It will go to a flow. Because now your mind is not wandering, okay, what's happening to me? What next I have to do? And what is my whole log? How I have to deal with office emails? You know, they are important, you know. But why they should come while chanting? Normally all these things come when we are chanting, because at that time there is no physical engagement. While you are cooking and while you are washing, there is a kind of a physical engagement. But the time when we don't have any physical engagement, that is the time when our mind disturbs us. That's the time when the mind boggles us. That, okay, now you don't have any physical engagement. You have simply chanting. So here is the time. Let me bombard everything, you know, what all you have to do throughout the day. So why at that time? So to get rid of, let's focus on Mahaprabhu's Shikshashtakam and just focus on these prayers, because that's the ultimate goal of our life. And then, you know, in the next, this way, eight rounds done, in the ninth round, we can focus. Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam budo kripaya tava pad pankaja stita duli sadrisham vichintaya. That, oh, son of Nand Maharaj, I am your kinkaram. I am your servant. I am your part and parcel, right? Mama. Mamai Vamsha Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. I know very well that I am soul, you know, and I'm eternal. We know the whole second chapter. We all know the characteristics of soul. But now is the time to pray, Supreme Lord, that, oh Lord, I know everything about the characteristics of soul. I know that I am not this body, I am soul. I know that I am attribute of you. I am your part and parcel. But somehow or other, I've fallen into this ocean of material existence, this ocean of material nuisance, which has really no value, but I have fallen. I have been separated from you. And it is because of me only, because I developed that false ego, that false prestige, that I want to become a proprietor of everything. I want to become a controller of everything. So I have somehow fallen into this ocean of material nuisance. But now I want to pray to you that please help me. Please help me. Lift me up from this material existence and put me at one of the dust particle at your lotus feet. So we can pray. So now who can do this? Who can do this for us? Our Gurudev. So in this way, in the next fifth prayer, while chanting our ninth round, we are praying to Srila Gurudev to please help us. You are the one. You are the one who is a representative of Krishna, who has sent specially to this material world so that I can be uplifted. You have come specially for me. You have given me so much knowledge. So much knowledge you have given me. But now is the time that I want to have full attraction towards your lotus feet so that you can put me, take me, pick me from this material existence and place me at the dust of the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna. Because it's only Shri Gurudev's job who can do it. You know, one time my Gurudev was giving lecture that how, you know, in the lift, when there is a lift, right? So many people go in the elevator, I mean to say. I'm sorry. In the elevator, you know, so many people go inside, then the elevator goes up and goes on the top of the building, and the people, they go out, and again the elevator comes down, again takes. So this is what he was mentioning that ISKCON is. So what ISKCON is doing, that ISKCON is taking so many people, this organization that Srila Prabhupada has established for us It's taking the whole lot of people and taking back to top of the building, which is Goloka Vrindavan. And this is it's not that acharyas have left the elevator or left the ship on the other side. They're bringing it back so that more people can join. And again, you know, it goes on the top where it can be placed in Goloka Vrindavan. So this way, you know, Maharaj was giving lecture, and you know, one devotee, she asked that, what is your role in it? And we all were shocked, because nobody will ask such questions from, especially Gurudev, from spiritual master, because she was very new. So she asked that, like, okay, fine that you have an elevator and it goes, but what is your role? And then Guru Maharaj said, my role is that I am the lift man. I am that elevator man who opens that elevator at the ground floor so that people can enter and take them up, and just so that they can deboard that elevator. They can come out from it and they can go to their destination, bring that elevator back, take another set, and again take them back. So he said, I am a lift man. I am that elevator person. Yes, our Srila Guru, all our spiritual masters, they are the captain of the ship. They are the captain of that ship named ISKCON, in which we can just take a ride, a foolproof faith ride with full conviction, so that we know that we are going to be there on the other side of the ocean. So why I am saying this? Because this is the beautiful prayer that Kripa Tava Pada Pankaja Sthita Duli Sudarshan Vichantaya, that if I want to be placed at the lotus feet of the divine couple, that can only be possible with the help of Sri Guru. If Sri Guru helps us, then it is possible. Just like another analogy I would like to give, that you know that there is an ant. Now, if ant wants to do the Govardhan Parikrama, will it be possible for an ant to do the Govardhan Parikrama? No, that doesn't have that much to do the whole Govardhan Parikrama, because even the life of ant is not too much that can stay and do that. But if the ant is stuck to one of the dhoti, one path of an exalted devotee, that who is doing Govardhan Parikrama, if the ant is stuck to that dhoti or is stuck to that that cloth, then with the help of that devotee, the ant will be able to do the whole Govardhan Parikrama, right? So in this way, we pray to Sri Guru that you please help us so that we can be placed at the atom, at the dust of the lotus feet of the divine. Because I know I am their part and parcel, but somehow, because of my misfortune, I have fallen down. But now, with the help of Sri Guru, we can cross over. So this way, you know, we are done with our 7 rounds, and this 9 rounds, and in the 10th round, we can actually pray while focusing on our Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that yes, may Sri Guru help me and may empower me and pick me from this material existence and place me at the dust of Krishna's lotus feet. And then our comes, you know, this way, 10 rounds done. So 11th round, we can focus on Nayanam Galadashudharaya Vadanam Gad Gadarudaya Vira Pulakir Nichitam Vapukada Tavaname Grani Bhavishyati. In this way, we can cry. We can cry, right? It said that you have to cry for Krishna. Unless and until we cry for Krishna, Krishna is not going to listen to us. So we have to cry. If we cannot cry, then cry because we are not able to cry for Krishna, right? So how important it is to cry for Krishna. Just like a child who is also crying. He cries for maybe because he is hungry. Maybe because he has answered some nature call. The child is simply crying. And mother comes immediately listening to the cry of a child and just cleans the child or feeds the child, you know. But sometimes the child just do a false cry. So mother knows that, you know, is this a false cry or it's really a true cry that my child is crying. Mother knows very well. So similarly, our Krishna knows whether our cry is a fake cry or whether it's a true cry. So we should really cry. If we are not able to cry, then we should cry for this, that, oh Krishna, I'm not able to cry. I cannot cry for you. So please help me so that tears can flow incessantly through my eyes so that, you know, I can I can have some symptoms of, so that my voice can choke up, and my hairs should stand on end. But these are, again, you know, these are the physical things. You know, they are the physical. What actually devotee pray is for the internal transformation. No matter the physical transformations are there or not, but the internal transformations should be there. And this way we can pray. And in the 12th round, we can actually pray, please help Krishna so that I can be transformed internally. My consciousness can be transformed. There should be a 180 degree shift in my consciousness so that I can totally focus, totally be absorbed in your name, in Kirtaniya Sadahari. Then the 7th verse, that is our 13th, right? Yeah, that is our 13th round that we chant. Is yugayitam nameshena chakshusha purvishayitam shunyayatam jagat sarvam govindaha virhaneme. So this way what Mahaprabhu is, you know, this is Srimati Radharani, who is praying that yugayitam nameshena. Nameshena means the blinking of our eyelids. Now if we forcefully blink our eyelids, it takes time, you know, it takes some tangible amount of time. But while talking, while doing our any activity, so many times our eyelids blink, so many times, unnoticed. Because this is an involuntary action that is happening in our body. So she's saying that involuntary action, not the voluntarily when we blink our eyes, the involuntary part when we just blink our eyes without being noticed. So that's going to take a very, you know, fraction of a second. So nimishena, even that time when I'm separated from you, it looks like a yuga. So we really don't have, at least I'll talk about myself, I really don't have that realization, because I have not come on to that level. But I can pray. I can pray to Krishna to please give me that taste of separation, that taste of separation, that taste of devotion. Let me just taste just a drop of that devotion so that I can have some experience, some realizations. And in this way, we can chant our round. And the 14th round, we can pray, actually pray for this aspiration. The last is Ashlishya Vapat Pratam Pinastu Mama Darshanam Maram Hatam Karotuva Yatha Tathava Vidyato Lampato Matrananastastu Saevanapara. Here, Srimati Radharani is praying, you know, that's the ultimate prayer that Srimati Radharani makes, that no matter you handle me roughly, or you don't embrace me, or you just choke me up, but still you will be the Lord of my life unconditionally. In this way, in the 15th round, we can pray that, oh Krishna, even I don't know whatever arrangements you have made for me in this lifetime. I don't know whether they are, you know, I know that, you know, with my heart, I feel like those arrangements are not good. But let me have that faith. Let me have that conviction that whatever arrangements you have made are for my benefit. And whatever you are doing, it's actually your good plan. It's your hand behind everything that has been arranged for me in this life. In this way, we can pray so that we don't have the tendency that we think that, oh, why Krishna is doing to me? You know, that why question should not happen. Rather, we should have this point that, yes, if Krishna is doing anything for me, it's for my benefit. It's for my betterment. So right now, I don't have that realization. Right now, I feel like that, oh, no, this is not happening good to me. Whatever is happening is not good. Now, this should happen. Why, you know, all these things are happening in my life. I don't want such kind of people in my life. I don't want such kind of circumstances in my life. We always have this tendency of grudging. So let me pray. Let me pray to Mahaprabhu to please help me, guide me so that I come to that understanding that whatever is happening in my life is for my betterment. No matter it is because of swakarma bhi, it's because of my karma only that I'm bearing all this. But let me offer these karmas at the lotus feet of Krishna so that Krishna can come personally and take over the chariot of my life. So in this way, we can pray. We don't have that much intensity where what Srimati Radharani has, but we can pray to the level of our intensity that yes, right now I am in a situation, but please help me, Krishna, so that I can properly understand this situation as your arrangement in my life, that you have made this arrangement in my life. Let me understand this. And that way we can pray, and then we can actually pray to please give us courage, give us strength, so that I can face all these arrangements that have been made by you. And this way we can do our 16th round. So this is how, if we really focus on our rounds and focus on Shikshashtakam prayers, then, you know, our rounds will be good. So, yeah, coming back to our Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Prabhura Shikshashtaka Shloka Yehi Pade Shune Krishna Prema Bhakti Tara Bade Dine Dine. This way our love of Godhead, our Krishna Prema Bhakti increase. यद्यपि ह प्रभु कोटि समुद्र गंभीरा नाना भावे चंद्रोदय है ना आसथीरा. Wow, very beautiful verse. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is as deep and grave as millions of oceans, when the moon of his various emotion rises, he becomes restless. यद्यपि प्रभु कोटि समुद्र गंभीरा. So what is the quality of ocean? The quality of ocean is that ocean is very silent, very grave, because ocean is very deep, right? So ocean, if you go in the middle of the ocean, it's very, very silent. Ocean is very silent. So Mahaprabhu is also saying that, well, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is also saying that Mahaprabhu is as deep and grave as millions of ocean. Not just one ocean, but as millions of ocean, Mahaprabhu is so deep, so grave, so silent. But then you see the ocean. What happens when there is a full moon and there is a high tide? The whole ocean becomes restless. There are high tides. There are high waves are there in the ocean. The ocean doesn't remain silent, doesn't remain grave because of the moon. And because of the full moon, there is a high tide that is there in the ocean. So here also he's saying that when the moon, Nana Bhava Chandrodaya, when the moon of different emotion arises in the heart of Mahaprabhu, then Mahaprabhu becomes restless. He becomes restless so and so that he sees the ocean in Jagannath Puri and he thinks, wow, this is Yamuna, and he jumps into that ocean. When he sees the Chataka Parvat, the sand dune in Jagannath Puri, he thinks, well, this is my Govardhan, and he runs toward it, right? So this is how the different emotions, when come in the heart of Mahaprabhu, that Mahaprabhu who is so grave, who is so silent, who is basically in his sannyas pastime, and who is focusing on his own bhajan, becomes so restless as soon as this moon of emotions rises. There is a big high tide in the heart of, in the ocean-like heart of Mahaprabhu. And that's what happened in the heart of our acharyas also. Similarly, our acharyas, the gurus, they are very, very grave. They are very, very silent. Why? Because they have come where they are equipoised. They are sthita pragya. But when these boon of devotion come into their heart becomes restless. And we know the live example where Srila Prabhupada was giving the class in the Atlanta temple. And he was supposed to give class, and as soon as he saw, sang Parama Karuna Duhi Padu Jana Nitai Gaura Chandra, when he sang that bhajan, there was emotions in his heart. The moon of emotions came to him in his heart, and his heart became restless, and tears were flowing through his eyes, and he was not able to give Bhagavatam class at that time. So this is how, when the emotions, though our acharyas, they don't show their emotions openly, but these emotions sometimes, you know, when they come, they are uncontrollable. They are uncontrollable. So these emotions are there in the heart of Mahaprabhu also. That Mahaprabhu, though very grave, he used to do all his morning duties, chanting his Gayatris and going to Jagannath Puri temple, having darshan, doing his noontime duties. But sometime when those emotions, when the moon of emotions come, his heart become restless, and he'll do all these things. Sometimes he would jump off from the roof, you know, and he would find himself in the cow shed. So this is how Mahaprabhu also becomes restless. 67 and 68. Yei yei shloka jaya deva bhagvate raya ranataka yei ara karnamrete sei sei bhave shloka kariya patane sei sei bhava vesha karena swadane. Yei yei shloka, that this way Mahaprabhu would read, would recite the verses from Jayadev, from Jayadev Goswami's Geet Govinda, from Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavate, Rai Rera, from Rai Ramananda's Nataka, drama, Jagannath Vallabha Nataka, and Karnamrita, Bilva Mangal Thakur's Krishna Karnamrita. So from these books, Mahaprabhu will recite different verses. And say, say, bhava shloke kariya pathana. As soon as Mahaprabhu would read these shlokas, the emotions of that bhava will come. And when these bhava will come, in that bhava vesha, say, say, bhava vesha, karenaswadan, Mahaprabhu would taste those mellows which are being depicted in those verses. He tastes their purpose. And not only he tastes, he explains it to his intimate devotees, Rai Ramananda and Swarup Damodar Goswami, who are Vishakha Sakhi and Lalita Sakhi. 69. Dwadasha vatsara aichadasa ratri dine Krishna rasa aswade dui bandhusane. Dui bandhu is Rai Ramananda and Swarup Damodar Goswami. So only with these two devotees who are Vishakha Sakhi and Lalita Sakhi, he would taste aswade Krishna rasa. He would taste the mellow of Krishna rasa. He would himself taste. And Dwadasha Vatsara, like for the 12 years, day and night, Ratri Din, it's not only during the night time, but day and night, in all these 12 years, Mahaprabhu will taste this rasa of Krishna Prem along with his two intimate devotees. So actually, Mahaprabhu's manifest pastimes in this world was 48 years. So 24 years he was in Navadvip, and in those 24 years, 12 years was all his childhood pastimes, you know, Krida, Vidya, Vilas, Leela, you know, he would defeat all the scholars and this way, you know, 12 years he would be like this. Rest 12 years when Mahaprabhu's father, you know, he left his body and he went to Gaya and he met Ishwarapuri, where Ishwarapuri Maharaj initiated. And then Mahaprabhu really became grave. He really became serious. And then he propagated this whole Namasankirtan movement. He used to chant in Shiva's Angan. And that time Mahaprabhu established the Sankirtan movement. So all this is, you know, for the 24 years. And then from 24 to 30 years, that is when 6 years in between, Mahaprabhu was simply preaching. He was going throughout India. He went to South India. One time he attempted to go to Vrindavan, but he was not able to, because of the trick of Nityananda Prabhu. And he ended up in Shantipur, in Advaita Acharya's Bhavan. And then when actually Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan via Jharkhand forest, and he made all the animals also ecstatic. And he went via Varanasi, where he transformed the heart of Prakashananda Saraswati, who was a Pakka Mayavadi. So this way, 6 years was totally preaching. And then last 18 years, so from 30 to 48, last year, 18 years, Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri on the order of his mother, Shachi Devi. So he was there in 18 years. And out of those 18 years, the first 6 years, Mahaprabhu did Nam Sankirtan, did Rath Yatra pastime. And, you know, he was still involved in preaching, meeting the devotees who used to come from Bengal. Every year, devotees from Bengal used to come and Mahaprabhu used to give, you know, preach them, meet Shivananda Sen, meet so many devotees. So this first 6 years was just Mahaprabhu's interaction with devotees. But the last, and in those 6 years, Mahaprabhu would also go to the temple of Tota Gopinath and he would hear Prahlad Charitra and Dhruv Charitra from Gadadhar Pandit. That's the only two charitra when Mahaprabhu was hearing over and over and over again, Prahlad Charitra and Dhruv Charitra. So this way, Mahaprabhu passed the out of those last 18 years, 6 years were gone. Now the last years is what Mahaprabhu didn't meet anybody. He was totally isolated in Gambhira. And he was just with his intimate friends. He was just with Rai Ramananda and Swarup Damodar Goswami. And he would taste this rasa of the separation from Krishna. Because that time Mahaprabhu was totally in Radha Bhav, where Mahaprabhu had no control over the emotions. And he would just be in Bhava Vesha, in just going in the flow of his emotions. He will do all his pastimes. Sometimes, you know, we have read in the previous chapter how Mahaprabhu would rub his face around this wall, and you know, he will make all kind of scratches. And anyway, it's so painful. It's so painful to hear. It's so painful to remember. But the point is that Mahaprabhu, he became so so grave, so silent in his own nirjan bhajan, that he just want now to taste the Krishna Prema. Enough of preaching, but now is the time to taste. And that's the mood of all our acharyas also. That how our acharyas depicted the same mood. We see the example of Bhishma Dev. How Bhishma Dev, throughout his life, he has this battlefield, winning out this kingdom, that kingdom, and all the politics. But later, when he was on the bed of arrows, that time he wanted to focus just on Krishna, on lotus feet of Krishna, on the lotus of Krishna. Thakur Haridas, you know, he went for book distribution. Mahaprabhu's order was, right, Shune Shune Nityananda, Shuno Haridas, that you have to go door to door, you have to go and distribute my books. That's what the order of Mahaprabhu. So he did so many Namasankirtan, he liberated prostitute, he liberated, then Maya Devi herself came. So much of preaching, right? Then preaching to Gopala Chakravarti. But at the last, when he was also in Jagannath Puri, Haridas Thakur, in his last days, was simply chanting Gaura, Gaura, Sachinandan, Gaura, Rishi, Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu. He was chanting continuously his names. So he was also gone deep into his own sadhana. Then we see the example of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, who was a Kamal Manjari, right? And he was a magistrate. We all know that he was a magistrate. He wrote so many books, taking care of 11 children, and so much responsibilities. But in last, he took Babaji Vesh, and he used to meet only two people. One, his own personal servant, and one, sometimes Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to come and meet him. So he used to meet just these two persons in his last age, last time, you know, when he was about to depart from this world. So this is how even our acharyas have predicted, that whole life we do preaching, but when we come to the end of our life, you know, then it's the time when we have to go deep into whatever we have learned or whatever we have preached throughout our life. That's the time we have to now, you know, think of all those things that we have preached throughout our life, but now we have to imbibe those mood, right? And also the example is given of Saraswati Thakur, who is Nayana Manjari. He also, you know, we know that how Saraswati Thakur has established so many Gaudiya Mats, so much preaching work. He's the one who ordered our dear Srila Prabhupada that go to West and preach. But during his last time, he used to just, because he is Nayan Manjari, who is working directly under Rupa Manjari, so he would just focus on Sri Rupa Manjari Pade by Prarthana by Narottam Das Thakur, and of course Radha Kripa Kataksh. That's the only, you know, thing that he would focus on. And then we see the example of our dear Srila Prabhupada, who was also during his last days, so much preaching work, traveling all over the universe throughout his lifetime, first taking care of his grihastha life, taking care of his house responsibilities, then accepting sannyas, then also preaching, printing books, going door to door, going place to place, and then coming to West, and that also traveling around the globe. 14 times he traveled in those 12 years. But during his last stage, he was just focused on the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So how he also depicted that during our last time, how we should also become grave, become silent, and focus on our nirjan bhajan. Last but not the least, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. So much preaching he did throughout his life. But later when he got, apparently he got this disease and he was on his, on the bed. At that time he was focusing only on chanting, chanting his numbers of rounds. And he was, at that time, he literally told his caretakers that no phone calls, no messages, no emails, no meeting people. He was just want to focus on his, you know, on his own sadhana. And he went basically into his Nirjan Bhajan. And that time when he left his body, you know, before that, he was just focusing on the Gopi Gita. He would tell his Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj every day to just recite Gopi Geet and focus on its meaning. So this is how, you know, we see that even our acharyas have also depicted the same mood. And following in the footsteps of acharyas is what we have to do now. That, you know, yes, this is the time we can preach. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna Upadesh. We have to follow Mahaprabhu's order. But when the time comes, then that time we have to become grave, we have to become silent, we have to just focus on our own selves. Whatever we have preached, whatever we have learned, whatever we have imbibed throughout our life, now is the time to focus on all those. Okay, let's do the 70th verse. Sei sabha lila rasa apane ananta sahasreva dhana varni nahi pana anta. Even Anantadev, who has thousands of faces, could not reach the end of describing the transcendental bliss of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. So this is what it is, that, you know, it is said, right, Hari Ananta, Hari Katha Ananta, Kahi Sunabhi Bhavabhudi Sabhanta, that several saints have seen and have heard the stories in the various ways. Kahi Sunahi Bahuvidhi Sabhanta. But Hari Ananta, Hari Katha Ananta. There is no limit. There is no limit to describe the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even Anantadev, who has thousands of faces, cannot reach to the end of describing the glorification. And in that humility, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Jiva Shudra Buddhi Kon Taha Parivarnite Tara Eka Kahas Kana Sparshi Apana Shodhite. He's saying that if Anantadev, who has thousands of faces, he cannot do, then what to talk about an ordinary man like me? Jiva Shudra Buddhi. You see the humility of Sri Chaitanya, of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who has written this whole epic, this whole granth of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which has been tasted by all the rasik Vaishnavas. It is so rasik. It is so beautiful. See the poetry he has used. You know, he has done amazing thing, but still he's saying, I'm Shudra Buddhi. I'm a person of less intelligence. So how can I describe these pastimes? Tara ekha kana sparshi apana shodhite. But nevertheless, he said that I've just touched a particle of that ocean of devotion which is there by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have just touched a particle, and that too, just to rectify myself. Apana Shodite, just to correct myself. So what he is saying, that he is not given Chaitanya Charitamrita to preach. He doesn't want that everybody should read Chaitanya Charitamrita and become transformed. His point is that he has written Chaitanya Charitamrita for his own purification. That's the mood that we all should have. Whenever we get the opportunity to speak something on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or to speak something on Krishna Leela, our mood is that, wow, I'm not sitting on some Vyasasana and giving lectures or giving big, big things. Whatever I'm speaking, it is for me so that I myself can get purified. It is for my own purification that I have been given this chance, this opportunity to speak. Because the more I'll speak, the more I'll come to know that now is the time when I have to walk my talk. Which is very important, right? Our achar and our prachar and our vichar, we have to focus on this. Prachar can only be done when we focus on our achar, when we focus our own behavior, when we focus on our own behavior, only then we can do a perfect prachar. So he is also saying, Jiva Shudra Buddhi, I'm just a person of less intelligence. So, Kona Taha pade varnite. How can it be possible for me to write when Ananta Dev cannot glorify? Who am I to glorify? Tara eka kana sparshi aparna shodite. But I have just touched one kana, one drop, one particle. I have touched when I am describing this whole epic of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. I have just a particle. It is just a particle. And that too, just to rectify myself for my own purification. So this depicts the humility of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. We'll see in the later verses where Kaviraj will say, our Kaviraj Goswami will say that, you know, why I have described just few of the pastimes, because then the book size will become voluminous. I cannot describe everything, but I've just given you a drop of that ocean of devotion. So we'll stop here. Thank you all so much for patiently listening. And thank you for this opportunity. Yes. And that too, just for my own self-purification, my own rectification. We'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.
Thank you so much, Mataji, for taking us into this wonderful journey and how our mood should be in our chanting. And you have quoted so many examples, Mataji. Thank you so much for this wonderful session again. So, Mataji, shall we take the raised hands, Mataji?
Yeah, sure, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Okay. So, Sheetal Mataji, please go ahead with your question.
Hare Krishna Mataji, thank you for the wonderful lecture. Mataji, I'm connected with ISKCON Gurugram from Gurgaon temple. Yeah. Thank you, Mataji. Mataji, my question is, you said, you know, throughout the life, you know, we have to participate in Prabhupada's movement or Mahaprabhu's movement of teaching, right? But at near the end time, we should follow our acharyas and we should have introspection time, time for ourselves when we are just focusing on us. Mataji, they were all exalted devotees. They would know, how would we know that our end time is coming? I mean, I could understand this point.
Breaking, Mataji. Last part I couldn't hear.
Mataji, last you part said,
I couldn't hear.
The exalted devotees during the end part of their lives, they would focus on themselves. I mean, like, they will isolate themselves from preaching and they would just focus on their sadhana, right? And you said we have to follow the focus of our acharyas. Like when we are in good health and everything, we should participate in preaching. And baad mein, when we are closer to our end, we should focus on our sadhana. Mataji, how would we know we are closer to our end? I mean, that point. Yeah.
Very nice, Sheetal Mataji. Thank you. Thank you for your beautiful, question. And glad to know that you are from Gurgaon and you have connected to Gurgaon congregation. I'm also from Delhi. And and very thoughtful question, Mataji. Yes. So very true that throughout our life, we have to follow Mahaprabhu's order. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna Updesh. We have to preach. We have to tell about Krishna. We have to go for Naam Sankirtan. We have to do book distribution. All the life, we have to do this because this is Mahaprabhu's movement and we have to become instrument. And while doing this, if our end comes, so be it. We are dying on the battlefield, right? We are dying right in the battlefield if our death comes. No matter, it's not a problem at all. But when it doesn't come and when we are still living and we find ourselves that now I have no energy that I go door to door and do book distribution, when I have no energy that I go on the altar and do dressing or do my deity worship services, when I have no, when my health doesn't allow that, I can spend hours and hours of speaking, at that time, it will come to us. Our body will tell us that, enough of preaching we have done. Now is the time that we introspect in our whatever we have preached. So it will come. But if our death comes while we are doing all these services, then also we should feel proud of why, because we fought and we died in the battlefield. Dying in battlefield itself is also so glorious. So time will tell. Yes, Sheetal Mataji, time will tell us. That, like for Bhakti Tirth Maharaj, it was not his age to go. But at that time when both his legs were amputated and he got cancer, and it was quite evident, doctors gave up and it was quite evident for him that it it was not possible for him to travel or to preach or to give Bhagavatam classes. So, you know, Krishna gave the hint that this is the time, and he also took it. You know, he very gladly he accepted those arrangements by Krishna. And he said, now is the time that I'm not going to answer any phone calls, no messages, I'm not meeting anyone, but just focusing on my own Nirjan Bhajan. So time will tell, Mataji, definitely.
Thank you so much, Mataji. I just have one more question. Can I ask? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Mataji, sure, go ahead.
Mataji, you said that we don't have to deliberately make an effort we should think of any Krishna's Leela while chanting, right? It should be natural, and it will come when we practice in bhakti, right? So Mataji, sometimes we are in neophyte stage kind, right? You say we get some services from temple. So usually, in the morning is the freshest time, you know, when your brain is also charged up, and morning time you're doing your japa also. And you have all the brilliant ideas also coming during the morning time, you know, related to your services. So I feel the problem while I'm chanting, I'll get all the wonderful ideas for my for the temple services. Of course, baki distraction to hota hai, but just in the temple, just make all the brilliant ideas na I'll contemplate while my chanting. Most of the time I forget this thing, oh, I'm chanting and I'm not able to hear, and you know. So Mataji, us case mein kaise kare? You know, it's not deliberately I'm making an effort, but it's coming to me ki meko services ki jo meko temple services hai uske liye jo points chahiye mujhe, you know, thoughts sare usi time aate hain, and so they come there then only, and throughout the day they won't come again.
Yes, Mataji. I heard you, and you rightly said that yes, we don't have to jump into consciously remembering Krishna's pastimes or Krishna Leela, but as you mentioned, that sometimes it happens that, you know, some ideas come, of course, for temple and of course for preaching, but some ideas come. Let them come. That's a blessing. It happens to me today also. And the point is, just keep a notebook, a pen along with you, and the moment that idea comes, just write it down. So that mind knows that you have taken care of, because the mind is giving you the ideas, and these are not the ordinary ideas. These are ideas for our preaching work. This is the ideas for Mahaprabhu's movement. This is the idea for the temple work, right? So make a point that you hear those things and just make a note, right? Just whenever you chant, keep like it's the direction of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. And also I have personally seen Vaisheshika Prabhu. Just keep a note of it. Whatever you get those ideas, make a note, write it on a paper, keep it aside, and let mind knows that yes, I have taken care of whatever the thought came. Now let me again focus on Maha Mantra. So this way, come back. The mind will wander. If the mind is wandering to some materialistic ways, and whenever you notice, it's not that as soon as the mind goes, you make a notice of it. Because sometimes the mind goes and on and goes, and then you realize that the whole round is over. No matter what, at that time, bring the mind back. Sachinandan Swami Maharaj used to say, the sincerity of a disciple is on how many times you bring back your mind. That's the sincerity of a disciple while chanting his rounds. So why Sachinand Maharaj says this? Why? Because that's the nature of the mind. Mind will wander. We have to engage the mind. So even if such thoughts come, it's a very good thing. You know, even I get so many thoughts, especially I'll tell you, the day I have to dress the deities, you know, morning I make sure I chant few rounds, and at that time all the thoughts of dressing the deities will come, you know, and it comes. It's natural. And sometimes for book distribution also, some ideas will come. Oh, how we can, you know, do book distribution or do our preaching. Let it come, because this is all for the preaching purpose only. It's nothing material, right? But make it a point that you note it down, so that the mind knows. You have to train our mind. We have to fool our mind. So we have to tell our mind that yes, this was a wonderful idea, I'm making a note, and then just try again to focus on rounds. So point is that, yes, you have to focus on your rounds. You have to focus on Mahamantra. And how to engage the mind is through Shikshashtakam prayers. When we keep ourselves, keep praying in our the whole 16 rounds, that's going to help us. Hope that helps, Mataji.
Of course, of course. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna, Mataji. Pranam.
Hare Krishna. Dhanvat Pranam.
Thank you so much, Mataji, for this wonderful answer and wonderful question. And now we will move on to next question from Anuradha Mataji. Mataji, please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you, Kirtida Mataji, for the wonderful, wonderful class. I joined late, but it was still nectarian. And I'm very, very grateful. And so my one question was same as Mataji asked, that how do we know when do we leave our body? So that, but of course... So, and the other thing that you said that so beautiful, that our preaching is like the field of Kurukshetra or the battlefield, that, you know, while preaching, if we leave, that is glorious too. Mm-hmm. My second question was, Mataji, that you said Haridas Thakur, he was distributing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's book. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, did he have any book? I mean, for Haridas, no, you said that Haridas Thakur, he was also distributing books. You recollect that
I'm
point?
Sorry. I don't mean distributing books. Yeah, I'm sorry. It was not distribute because it was just in a flow, I said. Yeah, but he went home to home just, you know, to preach that you have to say Krishna. You know? That's how. It's not the books.
It got with our movement. It got mixed. Yeah. Thank you so much, Mataji, again for the wonderful.
Suno, suno, nitya. Yeah, it says what's the Mahaprabhu's what order was. Suno, suno, nityananda, suno, haridasa, sarvatra amar agya karo prakasha, prati ghare ghare giya karo ei bhiksha, bolo Krishna bhajo Krishna karo Krishna shiksha. This was the order of Mahaprabhu, that prati ghare ghare giya karo ei shiksha bhiksha, like beg every home, every home you should knock, every door you should knock, and karo ei bhiksha, bolo Krishna kaho Krishna karo Krishna shiksha. It was in the flow that I might have said
Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Dhanavad Pranam.
Okay, thank you so much, Mataji. Mataji, there are no more raised hands, Mataji. Dear devotees, if you have any questions, please raise your hands. Mataji will take in that order.
Hare Krishna, Jikida Sundari Mataji, Ananta Koti Danvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai, Shri Shishtashtakam Ki Jai, Mataji, you totally involved in that Leela, Mataji, Hari Hari Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Mataji, Koti Koti Danvat Pranam to your sincere Seva, Mataji, Shri Shishtashtakam Ki Jai, Hari Hari. Thank you, Mataji.
Wonderful pranam, Radha Gopika Mataji. You're always there on the call, always, you know, appreciate everybody. So wonderful. All glories to you.
Mataji, we have a question from Vinita Mataji. Please go ahead, Mataji. Vinita Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Kitida Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much for the beautiful class. I really don't have any question, but I learned so many things from the class, how we have to meditate when we are chanting and what should be our focus when we are chanting. Thank you so much, Mataji, for today's class. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji. Thank you so much for your association.
Supriya Mataji, I take only 1 second. Mataji, we hear Krishna Katha, Krishna Katha, Krishna Katha, but we remember only 10-15 days. That much fallen, Mataji. Myself, I'm not talking other Vaishnava. So Mataji, Vishwaru Prabhu in Spiritual Care Department said, always make a notes. Mataji, without fail, if I sleeping in at night, 1 o'clock, I will make a notes, Mataji. At least point I will write down that I remember, Mataji. I learned this from today's class, Mataji. Thank you, Mataji. Because we don't remember, right? So how can we explain other Vaishnava?
Hari Bol. Thank you so much, Mataji. Okay, Mataji. Yes. Induleka Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Kirtida Sundari Mataji. Thank you for such an amazing class, Mataji. Very, very very important instructions, especially for chanting and how to meditate upon the Shikshashtakam verses while we are doing the alternate rounds, and then try to focus on the chanting. I don't know how much of it would be possible for me. As you said, the mind keeps on wandering, but this is a good way to try to bring it back. Mataji, my question was on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like you said, in the last 12 years, all that he did was in Gambira, and he was only with his very, very intimate associates there. So was it before that Haridas Thakur passes away? Like, because Mahaprabhu used to go and see him every day, right? He used to go visit.
That was first 6 years out of last 18.
Oh, it was in the first 6 years. Okay. So he did not, I mean, that's why I was just so surprised that he did not even go to Tota Gopinath temple.
At that time, in last 12 years, Mahaprabhu didn't even go to meet Gadadhar Pandit. He won't go to Tota Gopinath temple also. Last 12 years, Mahaprabhu was only in Gambira.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mataji. Wonderful session. Thank you for your association and for the beautiful class.
Okay, thank you, Mataji. Mataji, we have a question in chat from Shyam Prabhu. So it seems he's asking, it is easy to say that everything favorable or unfavorable is good for us, and we should think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has arranged it. However, it is difficult to practice practically when things are negative, like children don't do good or peers do not behave as expected, and we don't get what we expect. How to take that?
Very good, Shyama Prabhu. It's a very practical question. And this question boggles everybody's mind. But yes, as you rightly said, that whatever is favorable and unfavorable in our eyes, for our eyes, things might be unfavorable. But whatever arrangements is being made for us, it's because of our swakarmabhi, it's because of our karmas, the reactions of our past and previous life and this life, whatever time we have spent, is manifesting, right? But this is all Krishna's arrangement. This is all Krishna's arrangement. So it might be unfavorable in our eyes. Like we feel that, oh, well, this whatever this has happened is not good for me. But actually, it is Krishna's arrangement. If we have that feeling, if we have that conviction, it will be easy to go through that phase. And as you said, like children don't do good or peers don't behave properly, it is all our karma. It is all our karma. We have to accept it. And the more we accept it, and the more gladly we accept it. Tatte anukampa susikshamanu. This is Brahma's prayers, right? That we have to tolerate. We have to tolerate whatever situation comes in. Anyways, we have to tolerate. There is no option. We are not the doers. We can do something, but it might not be fruitful. It might bring any tangible results. But we are not the doers. We have to accept it. So whatever arrangements we do get, we have to accept either happily or with morose mind. So better why not accept it happily? That's the position. And right now, those things, those arrangements looks very uncomfortable, very unfavorable. But over the period of time, we'll see. Let's see how Krishna has arranged, how Krishna has done so wonderfully. It's just a phase. During that phase, we feel, well, this is not good. Whatever is happening is not good for me. Why? We do get anxious. We do get frustrated. But the point is, we have to consciously train ourselves. No, whatever is happening for good. We know that story, right? When king and that minister, and minister always used to say that, everything is happening for good. And one day his finger got cut, king's finger got cut, and still the minister said everything happened for good. And king was really frustrated. Come on, my finger got cut and still you are saying that everything happens for good. What is all this? He put him behind the bars. He said, you are no good minister. And then one day king went all the way for hunting. And there, the tribal people caught him and they want to give as an offering to their mother Kali. And to the goddess Kali, they want to offer the body of king. They want to slaughter him. And that time, one of the pujaris saw that, oh, his finger is cut. So that means he's not a full man. He's not a complete person. So let him go. So that time, the king realized that everything happens for good. So at times when things happen, we don't understand because we get so agitated, so anxious. But consciously train yourself that, yes, Krishna has made this arrangement. Let me face this. You know, Krishna will show me, will guide me that whatever has happened, happened for good. So hope that helps. You know, it's hard, as you said, you know, practically it's little difficult, but we have to consciously train ourselves in this thing. Otherwise, you know, we will feel depressed. We will feel that, you know, we'll feel morose all the time. So what's the point? Krishna consciousness is susukham, right? It's very happy. And how it is happy? When we learn to tolerate things and we learn that Krishna is behind me. Krishna is the one who is taking care. Krishna says, right, to Arjuna, go and declare that my devotees will never perish. When Krishna says this to Arjuna, that go and declare, so in those words of Bhagavad Gita. But from our side, we have to show full devotion to Krishna. It's not that we don't show our devotion to Krishna and expect Krishna to make perfect arrangements for us. Well, that will also not happen. So we have to be very devoted to Krishna, very loyal, very chaste to Krishna. And at the same time, understand that, you know, Krishna will take care. No matter if it is, even if it is my karma, my reactions of my sinful actions, but still, I'll involve Krishna in between and Krishna will help me to go through this. So consciously train ourselves. Hope that helps. If still anything else is there, you can reach out directly. Nisha. Karunika, yeah, Gopika.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. It was such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And I don't know, Mataji, you always read my mind. I always think that I'm chanting, but it's not coming. Before, when I started my chanting 10 years back, I was thinking, oh, Krishna should be looking like this. I have to think about Krishna, Ram, but it didn't happen. And then somehow it started and then I started chanting, but never had that idea that this is the way Sistashtakam should be meditated and that's how you make your chanting so nice. So thank you for putting that things and with the Vitrasura prayers, you are amazing, Mataji. You are amazing. Thank you so much, Mataji. Mataji, I had a question. Sorry, it's quite, very practical, but sometimes when we chant and something comes in between, so how this, like, do we need to go with that meditation only that, okay, we did 10 rounds and with that meditation, when suddenly something came in between. So do we have to, again, when we start back, do we have to again go with that meditation that from the 11th, that Nayanam, Agnayanam, so yeah, we have to think about that. We have to cry for Krishna. That mood should start. How we can come back, like practically when we do in between.
In between, even if the mind goes away, there is no harm. Come back. Bring it back. Bring it back to Shikshashtakam verses.
If you don't, some work in come between and then we interrupt, like we did 10 chants and baki ke 6 chant baki hai. So then we can do it in afternoon or somewhere. So that mood should be back with that prayers. That's what I'm trying to ask.
You can do that, Mataji. But ideal chanting is 16 rounds should be done in one sitting.
Okay. So it will be hard, but
done in one sitting.
Yes, Mataji.
Yeah, because then it will be hard. But yes. At times when you have services, like for me, when I have service in the temple, it's not possible. Like I chant few rounds early in the morning and then I go for service and then come back and then chant. But make it a point, you know, it should not be an everyday thing. Once in a while is okay. You know, when we have some services or when some emergency comes, when kids wake up, there are so many things, you know, that may come up. So that's okay. You know, we don't have to push really hard on our own selves. But it should not be a daily excuse, what I mean to say. So 16 rounds should be done in one shot. That's the ideal thing and we should do it. Yes, you know, sometimes when those who join new to Krishna consciousness and they are hard for them to come up onto the level of 16 rounds, we tell them that, you know, you can chant 4 rounds in the morning, 4 rounds in the afternoon, 4 rounds in the evening, and then 4 rounds in the night before you go to sleep. We tell them because at that time we want to bring them to the level where they can chant 16 rounds, because quantity comes first, then the quality. Till we focus on quality, like, no, I'll chant 16 rounds only when I perfect my 4 rounds. That won't happen. That won't happen. So we have to first focus on the quantity, because that's what Srila Prabhupada has given us. The chant minimum 16 rounds. No matter if it is not up to the par, but still we have to focus on the quantity. Quality will eventually come. Right. So at that time, we tell the devotees that you can just divide your rounds and but try to come on to the level of 16. But now we have finished this Antya Leela. Right. We have done the PhD course. So now no excuse. So 16 rounds should be done in one sitting with full meditation, with full concentration. Hope that helps. Tarunika.
Yes, Mataji. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Kitida Mataji, I have a question following the same question of Shyam Prabhu. So for my materialistic friends, Mataji, they always say that being optimistic, being in a positive way, we can change our lifestyle and thinking way, then how bhakti will play in our life? So what is the need of bhakti in our life, they will ask. So
what do you mean, Mataji? I couldn't get it. Can you say again?
Yes, Mataji. So for our non-devotee friends, my non-devotee friends, they will say, we are optimistic, we are positive. So in this mood, we can change the situations. We can think in a positive way. Then how the bhakti plays in this manner, if we are in the optimistic way, if we are positive, then where comes the bhakti point? How to include bhakti? Because of being in this bhakti, something will happen good for me. What is the difference between optimistic and being positive, and how to include the element of bhakti in our life? What is the benefit of including bhakti? So how to tell them?
Yeah, nice. Being positive, yes, we have to be positive. Even being as a devotees, we have to be positive. We have to be always positive, and because that will help us go away from the depression stage. Optimistic means a person who wants to avail the situation, like who wants to avail every opportunity that comes one's way. You know, that is being optimistic, to avail the opportunity or to act in such a way so that, you know, we prove that we are like hopeful, like optimistic. That is what optimistic is. So even devotees are optimistic. They want to avail all the opportunities in service of Krishna. Right? Like I'll give you an example. Like in our temple, we are optimistic, right? If somebody tells us that do the fire yagya for our house, some non-devotees will come and they'll say, oh, you guys do the fire sacrifice because I'm entering into a new home. Would you like to do a fire sacrifice? We want you all to do. Well, devotees say yes to it. Even the fire sacrifice is not for this age, but we do it. We do it with the intention that Harinam, they will hear Harinam, because during the fire sacrifice, Kirtan goes on, right? So they'll hear Harinam and we make the best use of that sacrifice. We'll say, well, you have got this new home. Now, why don't you invite Krishna? Why don't you invite Srimad Bhagavatam? And we try that they should take Srimad Bhagavatam. This is being optimistic, right? Availing every opportunity in Krishna's service. So devotees are optimistic. Devotees are positive. Like I'll give you one example. One time we all went to Walmart and my Prabhu was in dhoti. And the person there, you know, he bought a new car and he was also in that Walmart. And he asked my Prabhu that, oh, you look like a Pandit. Would you do car puja for me? Because my Prabhu was in dhoti. We were going directly from the temple. And why not? You know, my Prabhu said, oh, yeah, I can do that car puja for you. And you know, Mahaprabhu opened a picture of Narsingadev and he placed a picture of Narsingadev in his car, and Mahaprabhu did Narsingarati, and he gave a check of $250 and that check directly went to the temple. So, like, how we avail the opportunity, right? We avail the opportunity for Krishna's service. We give them Krishna, we tell them about Krishna, we gave him the address, we gave him that, why don't you come to the temple? And that person started coming to the temple, right? So this is how we find every way so that we can preach about Krishna. Now, those materialistic people who think that they can change the circumstances, well, that cannot be possible. Can you change the circumstances of COVID that is going on? No. Everybody is helpless. Everybody is helpless. You know, people have become morose. People have started committing suicide. Suicide cases have gone up. People are starting becoming depressed. You know, why? Only those people who are totally materialistic, who think that they can change the circumstances, but they cannot. They cannot. They are not the doers. They are just the puppet in the hand of a big puppeteer, right? We are just the puppets. Whereas devotees, even though they were isolated at home, they took the best opportunity to go dive deep into it, right? They were not able to preach outside. They were not able to book distribution. See, the Vaisheshika Prabhu made a whole program of distributing books online, right? Making phone calls, giving books, posting, you know, via mail, posting all these books. So we want to make the best opportunity of everything. That's why we are optimistic. But thinking that we will change the circumstances, well, that's not possible. So therefore, how the devotees are optimistic, how the devotees are not morose, even they are isolated at home, they are not depressed because of that effect of bhakti, which is there in the heart of devotees. So this is the role of bhakti that plays a very, very important role. Same situation when it comes to devotees. Devotees make the best opportunity out of it. And they are, you know, because of that bhakti, they make best use of it. Whereas non-devotees or materialists, because of the absence of bhakti, they cannot understand. They have no capacity to take over that situation, right? They are not able to handle that situation properly. It is because of the absence of bhakti. So through bhakti only you will get that intelligence. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. Dadami buddhi yogam tam, that buddhi, that intelligence will come only from Krishna. And that is because we are doing bhakti. So bhakti plays a very, very important role. Materialists may say that they want to become optimistic. They are always positive. It's very good in saying, like, a, you know, cheerleading thing that, yes, you know, inspirational or motivational talk. But ask them, when real circumstances come on you, would you be able to be really optimistic and really take it positive? They will not. They will not. Whereas devotees, though they don't make show of being positive and optimistic, but internally they are very, very optimistic because they want to make best use of every circumstances in Krishna's service. That's how it goes. So bhakti, the role of bhakti is very, very important. And what is bhakti? Surrenderance to Krishna. I am no one. Krishna, you are the supreme. You are the proprietor. You are the master. You are the controller. And whatever you do will happen, right? So I'm surrendering unto you. That's the point of surrenderance that comes in the heart of devotees. Hope that helps, Mataji.
Yeah. Yes, Mataji. Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Mataji. Mataji, we have a question in the chat. So this question is from, I think, no naming mentioned, iPhone it mentioned. Mataji, thank you for the class. I have a follow-up to the previous question regarding the completing 16 rounds in one sitting. But here in the US, we have to juggle job deadlines, kids, house duties, etc. So it's not always easy to do the 16 rounds in one sitting. So Mataji is telling us.
Yes, Prabhu. Prabhu, Mataji. Yeah. So Mataji, Prabhuji, whosoever you are, my dandavats to you. And very good question, that completing 16 rounds in one sitting because of that job duties or kids duties or household duties, it's not easy. again, it depends at what stage we are in. If we are in a stage where we cannot compromise on our job, like our job, does our job starts 3 o'clock in the morning? I don't think so. But if we have some offshore meetings where you have to tie up with Indian folks, then yes, sometimes you have to wake up at 4 o'clock. Then it's a different thing. But otherwise, make it a point to chant in Brahma Murta. And in Brahma Murta, there is no more such, you know, distractions are less. So when distractions are less, there is more possibility of chant and 16 rounds in one sitting. Kids, I don't think so. They wake up before 7 o'clock. Even if they are small kids or even they are school-going kids, it won't happen before 7 or 6:30, right? So we can chant a good number of rounds, if not all 16, but at least good number of rounds right in the early morning, like from 3:30 to 5:30 or from 4 to 6, we can chant, you know. This way, early morning chanting really helps us. It's just like a kavacha, like the armor that we wear before we step into a battlefield. When we step into a battlefield, we really need an armor. Why the soldiers wear the armor? You know, they can just go like this also. But no, they'll get so many scratches of swords and arrows. So you have to wear an armor. So this chanting good number of rounds early in the morning will act as an armor for us, so that now we are stepping into that battlefield. Our day-to-day life is a battlefield. We are stepping into it. So to protect ourselves, that's why this, you know, this armor is needed of chanting good number of rounds. Because as soon as we step outside, we are in this material world. We are in this material world, no matter what. We cannot refrain ourselves, or we cannot be 100% Krishna conscious, because that time we are dealing with materialistic people, right? But if our chanting is good, then we have that armor. Though we may be materialistic, but you know, it won't affect us. It won't affect us dealing with those materialistic people, because we have chanted good number of rounds. So if not 16, try to chant good number of rounds early in the morning in one sitting. And then keep praying. Keep praying. You know, you can add this prayer also in our chanting, that please Krishna help me so that I can complete those 16 rounds in one sitting. Trust me, Krishna will make such arrangements. You will get the right, you know, realization in your mind of, you know, how you can end those 16 rounds. And if morning hours are super busy for you, that you cannot compromise on it, then, you know, in afternoon or in evening, you can just select, you know, 1.5 or 2 hours, and you can try to chant at that time. But try to chant good number of rounds in one sitting. I attended one of the seminar by His Holiness Sachinandana Swami, where, you know, one devotee asked this question, that, you know, if I can walk and chant. Maharaj said, yes, there is no harm, because niyamate smarane na kala, right? There is no niyam, there is no regulation while chanting the holy name. You can do it the way you want. But the good number of rounds is when you sit and you chant. So make it a point that we sit and chant. Extra rounds we can do while walking, while doing anything, you know, we can chant those number of rounds. But our main 16 rounds, we should make it a point that we chant in one sitting, and a good number of rounds we chant, and just in one position. So hope that helps. Thank you, Mataji. My job deadlines and duties require long work hours. It's 1 to 2 a.m. when I go to sleep, or I try to wake up at 4 to 5 to try to finish 8 to 10 number of rounds. And then try to chant as and when I get time during the day. But yes, as I try to do a few rounds for him. Very good. So till the time, yeah, don't overload yourself. Don't exert yourself also. If you are sleeping at 2 o'clock in the night, it's not possible for you to wake up 4 o'clock. Still, you are making it up. That's very good on your part. But if you are not able to wake up, then just in the mid-morning time, like 10 o'clock, or even in the afternoon time, in the evening time, try to bring 2 hours, solid 2 hours, and just focus those 2 hours to Krishna. And then pray to Krishna that I want to chant in Brahma Murta. So definitely Krishna will make such arrangements where, you know, your job can be molded in such a way where you'll get time in Brahma Murta to chant. It's all upon us. You know, this is also our karmic reactions because of which we are facing. So we can bring Krishna in those. We can pray to Krishna and Krishna will make those arrangements. Hope that helps, Anita Mataji. Okay.
Yeah, okay, Mataji. It seems no more questions, Mataji, and no more raised hands also, Mataji. And it's so long, Mataji, you have taken so much time and patience in answering all the questions. Very, very grateful to you, Mataji. And without no more delay, Mataji, I would like to pay my obeisances to you and all the devotees on the call. Vancha kalpa tarupyasya krupa sindhu bhevacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. Anantakoti vaishnavrindu ki jai, namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Har Grace Girtida Sundari Mataji ki jai. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.